Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 15th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. We've been tracking the AI meets commerce story intensively over the past week, and yesterday, two pieces of news landed that, when you put them next to each other, tell a really compelling story about where we actually are versus where the hype claims we are. First, Dollar Shave Club. Retail Dive covered how the grooming brand is going all in on generative AI for its advertising creative. Their chief brand and innovation officer, Laura Higgins, who's only been in the role 2 months, has already overseen 3 AI-powered campaign launches. The headline number is that their latest campaign cost just $400 to produce, and the brand is calling it the most successful campaign in its history. For context, Dollar Shave Club's original viral video back in 2012, the one that essentially built the brand and led to the Unilever acquisition, cost $4,000. So we've gone from $4,000 to $400, and the results are actually better. That's not a small efficiency gain. That's a fundamental shift in what's possible for creative marketing. Now contrast that with the second story. Search Engine Land reported on an eMarketer analysis showing that OpenAI's ChatGPT advertising business could fall dramatically short of its rumoured $100 billion revenue target. eMarketer projects the US chatbot ad market will reach just $5.41 billion by 2030. That's a massive gap. The implication is clear. While AI as a production tool is delivering real, measurable returns right now, AI as an advertising platform is still deeply unproven. For e-commerce merchants, the takeaway is practical. Invest in AI tools that accelerate your team's output, creative production, content generation, product photography. But don't bet your media strategy on advertising inside AI chatbots. Instead, focus on making your products discoverable to AI systems organically through structured data, comprehensive product feeds, and authoritative brand content. That's where the long-term value sits. Switching to the operational side, Amazon dropped its 2026 holiday fulfillment fee schedule yesterday, and if you're selling through FBA, you need to pay attention. Peak season fees kick in October 15th and run through January 14th, 2027. The fee increase averages 32 cents per unit, which is the same as last year. But here's the kicker. That ongoing 3.5% fuel and logistics surcharge Amazon introduced back in April now stacks on top of the peak season fees. So you're effectively paying more than last year, even though the peak fee itself hasn't changed. Amazon is also advising sellers to get inventory into fulfillment centres by October to ensure prime delivery speeds for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. If you're an FBA seller, now is the time to model your peak season unit economics with these layered fees factored in. On the partner side, Hoover shipped CMS Tailwind Compiler version 1.0.4 yesterday. It's a single change release, but it's a meaningful one. The compiler now filters out non-compilable Hoover themes, like the legacy reset theme, from the list of themes to compile. Previously, the compiler would attempt to process all registered themes regardless of whether they were valid compilation targets, which could cause build failures or confusing warnings, especially in CI/CD pipelines. If you're using the CMS Tailwind compiler alongside multiple registered themes, apply this update. It's the kind of fix that eliminates debugging time you didn't know you were spending. More broadly, this continues the pattern we've been seeing from Hoover over the past few weeks, a clear focus on ecosystem hardening rather than feature expansion. Between the major OS compatibility fixes, the European locale date handling fix, the new ink design token, and now this compiler improvement, Hoover is systematically addressing the real-world complexity of production Magento environments. That's exactly what agencies and merchants need from a core front-end dependency. One more story worth noting from yesterday. Caraway, the direct-to-consumer cookware brand, launched in over 500 Walmart stores. This is their largest retail expansion to date, and it's part of a broader trend of digitally native brands scaling through wholesale partnerships rather than trying to build standalone retail presences. Walmart described it as part of their strategy to bring more premium design-forward brands to customers. For DTC e-commerce operators watching this, the lesson is clear. Your direct channel is your testing ground and your brand building engine, but wholesale partnerships may be your scaling strategy. The brands that are winning right now are the ones that don't treat DTC and wholesale as competing channels, but as complementary ones. Pulling it all together, here's the thread for today. The smart money in e-commerce right now isn't chasing shiny new platforms or betting on unproven AI advertising channels. It's using AI to do existing work faster and better. It's planning for holiday logistics costs that are quietly climbing through surcharge stacking, and it's investing in the production-ready infrastructure, like Hoover's steadily maturing toolkit that keeps your store running reliably while the landscape shifts underneath it. Discipline over hype. Execution over speculation. That's your On Tap Daily for July 15th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.